Gemara says, Masech the Shabbos, in the Sugi of Matan Torah, when the Gemara discusses what happened by Matan Torah, it says that B'shah Sheiktimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, when the Yidden said Nasa before Nishma, so there were 600,000 Malachi Asharas that came down, and they crowned, each year they gave two crowns, one for Nasa, one for Nishma, one for saying we will do, one for saying we will hear. Then when they sinned was the Cheta Ego. So it says that Malachi Chabola, 120,000 Malachi Chabola, negative angels came, and each one took off one crown. So each Jew had two crowns, 600,000 Jews. So 120,000 Malachi Chabola took away the crowns. It says when Mashiach will come, Debishter will return these crowns. Pasuk says they lost crowns. There's another pshat, and the Zohar says, and other places say, that the Yidden lost the tefillin. That's right, they lost the tefillin. There's a halacha that someone that's, whatever it means, I don't want to get involved, they wore tefillin, they didn't wear tefillin, but what the Medrashim say is that, it says a menuda, someone that's excommunicated, is not allowed to wear tefillin. So it says the Yidden lost, they didn't put on tefillin after chetek. Whatever that means physically is a separate discussion, but he explains very beautifully that the tefillin are the two crowns. The tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh are the two crowns. And he says that the idea of the tefillin is the idea, the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh means that there's a connection, that the head and the heart are completely in sync together, which is what tefillin is meant to be in the first place. So he says that the tefillin shel rosh represents the complete understanding of Torah, and tefillin shel yad represent the complete fulfillment of Torah. In other words, that the understanding of Torah leads to the action of Torah without the Yetzer Hara interfering. So he says the level of Torah that they had then was in such a way that Sai they understood it b'shleimus, Sai it affected their heart completely. So the two crowns means the head and the heart, that they both, that the head understands completely and the heart is in full, is able to fully connect with what the head understands. And so when Mashiach will come, he says, whatever, that then we'll have back these crowns, this idea of tefillin on its, you know, on its deepest way. He said, Rambam says that when Mashiach will come, tir b'hadas. So he says, the word das, interesting, he says das, you know, Chassidus explains, das is the connecting point of the head with the heart. So Mashiach will come, we'll have both the full understanding, but also in a way that it will penetrate us completely.